Hello and welcome to this month's Radioactive Podcast. I'm Paul Kiefer.
I'm Hassan Abdinur. We here at Radioactive are students, and school is at the center of our lives. Personally, for me, high school was a very discouraging place, very deflating. Your enthusiasm or anything that amounts to ambition just leaves you once you get there. If you took school seriously, classmates disapproved of you. The culture of my high school did not foster engagement. That's how I felt. It wasn't really the teacher's fault, but an established norm. Expectations were low, and enrichment programs and after-school activities were virtually non-existent. Luckily for me, I was able to participate in other programs. I worked at YMCA and was exposed to some really ambitious people that gave school its due importance. I was able to kind of escape the prevailing atmosphere of my school. Although high school did have its challenges, college was worse. Late nights, horrible sleeping schedule. I had a rough transition. I spent a lot of time at the library. I actually had to use my schedule. It wasn't just this thing I thought about. It was, I had to have a very regimented kind of way of doing things. Regardless of all this, I loved all my classes. I have a poli-sci research project currently underway that I'm really passionate about.
I guess in my case, I can give a lot of credit for the best changes in my recent life to my high school. Since ninth grade, I converted to a new religion. I moved across the country, and then I moved back. And I've seen every corner of my city, and generally I've transformed in ways that would have been difficult to imagine for my freshman self. I was kind of like a scrawny, introverted kid, and at this point, I would be unrecognizable. I'm graduating from high school this June, but I'm not going to leave the teachers and the classmates who took part in those changes behind. They made my high school experience life-changing. While high school changed me, one of my friends changed her high school.
Radioactive's Halam Ibrahim is a senior at Rainier Beach High School in South Seattle, where she has made her way into the heart of the school community. At one point, she did not expect that to be the case. As she prepares to graduate, she reflects on the community which has become essential to her life.
My high school journey began 4 years ago at the Seattle School District office when I was just 14 years old, trying to register for Garfield High School. The district lady I met with told me the waiting list was too long and I probably couldn't attend this year. She went on to tell me I had two options, Cleveland and Rainier Beach High School. My parents allowed me to choose by myself, and I sat there and made my decision in a couple of minutes. I said Rainier Beach. Why? Well, it was a 10-minute walk from my house, and that screamed more sleeping time. Also, at the time, I wanted to become a sports reporter, and Rainier Beach was known for their amazing basketball program. When I got out of the district office, my parents were shocked. Unlike me, they heard horrible things about Rainier Beach and have seen it on the news a couple of times. I asked my friends Deja Sofa Frazier, Price Jimerson, Justin Jones, and Talia Bede at Rainier Beach High School what horrible things they heard about Rainier Beach prior to attending there.
That we're all ghetto.
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 That I'm gonna get shot.
And that there's a shooting in the parking lot every other day.
That the education was bad.
And there's no education that I'll find here.
And we're only a school that's just about basketball.
The school's nothing good for but basketball.
Before my freshman year, some of the struggles Rainier Beach faced was lack of funding. Due to this, they were looked down upon.
First day of high school.
I was scared. I was thinking of a friend of mine's advising me to bring a hand knife and was wondering if I should really bring it. I was so scared and terrified that my mom had to walk me to class. I also felt like I didn't belong there. Everyone seemed to know each other and fit in. But throughout the first day, I was realizing the school wasn't so dangerous and not what I was expecting it to be. But it was pretty old. Miss Bethea, who is a mentor of mine and the family support at Rainier Beach High School, says this school is the only school that has not been renovated.
And our questions are why? Why are the other schools being renovated? For Garfield, they spent over $160 million to renovate that school. You know what they do with Rainier Beach High School? They give us buckets of paint and tell us to repaint what's already, you know, in place.
Miss Bethia says this isn't the only issue Rainier Beach faces and talks about the history of these issues.
I feel like they were trying to create a negative stigma on Rainier Beach to close the school down. And so what that does what that looks like is, you know, negative media and then also, you know, low scores and bringing in new teachers that are not veterans to teach our kids. And just a lot of inequitable things were happening in the school. And to me, you know, the mission statement of the Seattle Public Schools is to provide a quality and equitable education, and we weren't receiving that here.
The school also lacked the programs I really wanted to be part of. So I met Ms. Bethia and asked her to help me restart the school newspaper for the first time in 8 years. We gathered writers and started writing about things going on in our school and community. Our paper became more than just a school paper, but more of a community paper. Everything was going normal my freshman year until a lot of students told me they wanted to switch. So I decided I wanted to go to Renton High School since it seemed like a decent school and I wanted to join my cousin who attended there. Everyone wanting to leave persuaded me to do the same. So I took a school tour and signed up as a student from another district and had to wait to be accepted. I got accepted at the end of the school, but cried when I got it. Not due to happiness, but me not wanting to leave Beach and start all over again at a new school. Beach became my second home. I had a second family there due to the amazing staff and teachers. I asked my former history teacher, Mr. Epstein, why teachers at Rainier Beach were so supportive.
The good side of being a small school is that we have been able to dedicate more to each of the students as individuals. There's not really an in crowd and an out crowd. There's a lot of different crowds and a lot of students who hang out with all kinds of different friends and social groupings.
Due to my teachers and the support at Rainier Beach, I decided to stay there my sophomore year, which was a really historical year for my school. It was the year we became an IB school. IB stands for International Baccalaureate. It's a rigorous international program and taken in the last 2 years of high school. Thanks to this, Rainier Beach actually started being recognized as a school with knowledge and potential. This is the year I saw media and district board members visiting our school and also our enrollment increasing. I was shocked and happy to see what a program could do for a school that struggled years with their stigma and showing their potential. End of sophomore year, I signed up for the full IB course, meaning I was taking a full college course for the next 2 years. IB classes are mainly discussion-based, which screams heaven for talkatives like I. In IB Language Arts, we get to discuss and relate to texts on a whole different level. Here's my classmates and I having a discussion on the Nikki Giovanni poem, New York.
Well, I think she's talking about a man, and my evidence is like, I want to take your hand and run with you together toward ourselves down the street to your street. So for me, it's like, she's like...
Nikki is one of the best-known African-American poets. Her famous poetry is mainly about her experiences from being a child to a young woman and her civil rights activism. We were trying to figure out what the poem New York was talking about.
Throwback to her past.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But think about it in a different perspective.
When, like, the way she's talking about, like, she's in love with, like, a man.
Yeah. It's kind of flipped. It's kind of like...
Nikki Giovanni is a poet most students in my class could relate to. Since she's a person of color and talks about her struggles through her poetry, we all could relate and share the same experiences.
Like, you know how some, like, single mothers, they play the two roles? Or she's trying to say that she's playing the male role in her kid's life and she's playing the mother role, too?
I like that.
Ooh, I like
that. You smart.
I really felt
smart.
It.
I really feel smart at Rainier Beach. I honestly believe I get the best education in the world. This year is my senior year at Rainier Beach. The school was put on the list to renovate our school again. I feel like we deserve it. We got our test scores and enrollment up. Our school gets an opportunity to speak about issues and problems we face to the district board members once a year. This year, I was chosen to speak on behalf of my community and my school. Pretty nerve-wracking if you ask me.
Secondly, we the students and families at Rainier Beach High School would like to see a full renovation of our school as we need a complete facelift of the school. We at Rainier Beach High School have heard many promises before and nothing ever comes from it. After 2 superintendents and now a 3rd, still no renovation. So my question is the reason why Rainier Beach High School has not received a renovation because it is populated predominantly students of color? Are you waiting for it to gentrify in order for you to justify this renovation? Sorry.
Thank you.
I have hosted media tours and events to show people the real Rainier Beach. Throughout my high school journey, I feel like I had to prove people wrong and show them the real Rainier Beach. I feel like if I didn't have a great high school experience, people would blame Rainier Beach and say, "I told you so." Thankfully, that didn't happen. My experience at Beach has made me grow and mature into the young lady I envisioned myself quicker than I expected. I want my story to prove to everyone that stereotypes aren't always real, and taking risks in life isn't always bad as you think. I also want to show my fellow classmates that we can be educated leaders and have a bright future. I hope my school continues to grow and gets renovated. I will be graduating in June. I also got accepted to my dream school, UW. Yes, I am a Rainier Beach Viking. As my journey at Beach comes to an end, I think about my legacy a lot. I'm not a basketball player, so I won't be having my jersey retired. But I hope one day I get the library or the hallway named after me. From Radioactive, I'm Alam Ibrahim.
We might be dependent on schools to get an education, but the schools are also dependent on us, for character and otherwise.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me how we have so much power over our administrations. We should keep that in mind and realize that we have the right to have our voices heard at our own schools.
Well, that's it for this month's podcast.
You can download the Radioactive podcast on iTunes, and you can and should like our Facebook page, Radioactive, and follow us on Twitter at KOW Radioactive.
Stay tuned for next month's podcast. School is really important to us, so be prepared to hear more stories about school in the near future. Thanks for listening. For Radioactive, I'm Paul Kiefer.
And I'm Hassan Abdi Noor. Have a wonderful day. And I mean that.